But at least if the critics don't love you, there's every chance your audience does. In which case, you're laughing all the way to the bank.
Excuse me, I said the Pagione.
That's page one.
Our arts correspondent, Pauline McLean there. The old ones are the best.
Indeed. Now, we missed a bullet last week. Well, not exactly a bullet, but a one-ton satellite called GOCE, the European Space Agency instrument, burned up over the South Atlantic at the Interagency Space Debris Coordination Committee, the Global Forum on Space Junk, chose GOCE as its special study project for 2013. This meant that a large number of tracking and surveillance facilities around the world were activated to monitor the satellite's descent to Earth. At least GOCE got out of orbit. If you've seen the latest space blockbuster Gravity, you'll know the amount of debris circling the globe is a real problem. We're joined now by Dr. Andrew Conway, who lectures in astronomy at Glasgow University and is co-author of The Beginner's Guide to Astronomy. Would you like to give us a beginner's guide to space junk then? What is it and how much of it is there?
Well, anything that we've put into orbit is going to stay there for a while. And so we're talking about bits of dead satellite that are no longer used, bits of rocket that were discarded, and then you've got debris that just fell off things during routine procedures, and then you've got accidents where something exploded, so you get little pieces left flying around in orbit. And then, most interesting of all, you've got intentional destruction of satellites because people were testing anti-satellite weapons, and it's that last bit which in recent years has caused the most concern.
But what's up there then? Just if we're very, very basic about this, I mean, you're talking about satellites. What is up there and what's it been used for?
Well, at the moment, there are about 1,000 operational satellites. And that's fine because they're valuable. We know where they are. But there's about 20,000 other objects that are about the size of a golf ball and larger that are being tracked. And although that doesn't sound very big, travelling at something like, 10 kilometres per second, which is like 20,000 miles per hour, that kind of figure, that could destroy a spacecraft and could cause fatalities if it hit the International Space Station.
Well, what about things like GOCE, though, that fall out of orbit? Can't we get some of these other bits of junk to just fall down and burn up safely?
Yes, well, that's the natural process that clears up the low Earth orbit. So there's a bit of atmosphere up there that causes drag, and so things will re-enter the atmosphere by themselves. But the real problem is that once you get a certain critical number of stuff up there, they will collide with each other and they'll create more fragments, and then that population actually will grow by itself. Even if we don't launch another thing, this cloud of debris will actually increase in
number. So they get smaller and smaller. Do they then become sort of dust, in which case would they not be safe?
Well, some of them do. There are flecks of paint, but a fleck of paint travelling at 20,000 miles an hour is still a concern. But unfortunately, no, the collisions mean that we get more worrying-sized objects. So one big lump travelling around at 20,000 miles per hour we can avoid, but lots of little golf balls we can't. So that's the worry, is that we get increasing number of these smaller objects.
So how do you do risk assessment here, Andrew?
Well, the first thing you've got to do is not create the problem in the first place. So we're too late with that now. We're pretty much at the critical density in some parts of low Earth orbit. So the next thing we have to do is think of a way of, well, having international agreements, which are in place in part.
So but are they holding?
Well, not really. I mean, 6 years ago, the Chinese destroyed one of their own weather satellites to test a weapon. The United States Air Force have done that in the past too. But really, that kind of thing shouldn't happen anymore. That added 3,000 pieces to the 20,000 that we know about. So it's a huge increase.
What we need is a big net, isn't it?
Well, yes, if you could find a net big enough. The solution to the problem, I mean, you can't use a vacuum cleaner in space because it's already a vacuum. So that's the other question. But there's some really quite intriguing ideas, like firing lasers up that can actually push spacecraft a little bit, slow them down and hurry their re-entry into orbit, from orbit back into the Earth.
Yeah, so if you actually slowed them down to a point where the gravity would take over and pull them down.
Yes, uh-huh. So that's the idea. If you can give them a nudge. The other options are going up there and scooping them up, which is horrendously expensive. So, I mean, solving the problem is much harder than preventing it, which is, as we know, with climate change and other things, always the case, that once you've got the problem, solving it is the big issue.
And you're almost out of time, and this is tangential, and you might not know the answer to this, but there seems to be quite a lot of speculation too about different countries trying to map out areas of space that they say should belong to them. Presumably that's not going to go anywhere, is it?
Well, I would like to say it wouldn't, but precedent for it in the Earth is, you know,
Antarctica or
well, Antarctica is actually a good example where it did work. It's the Arctic's the big worry at the moment. Yeah, so, well, fingers crossed it doesn't happen, but you never know.
Okay. So would it put you off going to space?
No. No, no. I'd love to see the Earth from space. That's one reason I would always want to go to
space.
You
wouldn't be frightened of being hit by a bit of space junk?
I would be, but then I cycle through the streets of Glasgow, so...
Fair enough. You know how to take a risk. Thanks very much for joining us, Dr. Andrew Conway from Glasgow University, the co-author of The Beginner's Guide to Astronomy.
And that's it from Bill and from me. Ken McDonald's here tomorrow with headlines. I hope you can join him then at 9, but right now, over to Shireen.
Thanks, Susie. Stay with me for a packed show. Coming up, we've got pensioner tattoos, Christmas ads and Hercule Poirot's swan song. Plus, from a member of the elite parachute regiment to sculptor, how a freak holiday accident changed the course of a young man's career.
92 to 95 FM, 810 medium wave and on digital. BBC.